Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Be caterpillars in England?
No idea.
No idea. We'll have to Google that, sir. Notice the most star professional athletes are attractive. Are there any ugly star athletes out there, present or past? Yeah. Pete Rose. There's one in the past. I mean, he's not handsome, is he? Pick half what? Half the WNBA? Most football players that aren't quarterbacks aren't handsome. Right?
Okay.
You too nervous to mention anything?
I'm trying to think. I mean, you're making me think.
Bro, Sam Cassell. Not a handsome man.
No.
He's an ugly, ugly gentleman. I mean, that guy's just ugly.
Nick, how do you really feel, though, Nick?
At least you're trying to keep it proper. He's an ugly gentleman.
Dude.
That fella.
That guy right there has got extremely good manners, but he's just not attractive.
That guy makes babies cry. That guy.
Now, boy. Who are the heartthrobs? But that aren't quarterbacks. You said
Tom Brady. Yeah, like what? Yeah,
Tony Gonzalez.
Okay.
Yeah, that definitely. Yeah, I can see that.
Right.
What about my man? Just went to the Hall of Fame. Jason Taylor.
Okay, but they're saying the opposite. Are there any ugly star athletes? Yeah, there's plenty.
LeBron.
You know, this goes back to the old Charles Barkley quote that if Michael Jordan didn't have money and was just working the counter at a 7-Eleven, no one would think he was sexy. But because he has money, everybody thinks he's hot.
That's probably true.
And we followed it up and said, so Charles, you think you're hot? And he goes, I'm sexy either way.
I don't know about all that, Charles. I don't know, Chuck.
We laughed too. We got a chuckle out of that, but yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, who are some of the ugliest star athletes? Like, even look at the Texans.
Vince Wilfork.
Is J.J. Watt handsome if he's not J.J. Watt? Are chicks like, oh, swoon, he's really so handsome.
I don't think so.
I think J.J. Watt's just a dude.
The Texans had a defensive back a couple years ago.
Ben Roethlisberger is an ugly dude.
Yeah.
Star. Not a handsome man. I'm trying to...
Is Vince Wilfork attractive?
No.
Right?
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to try to pull up a list. George Mirazon.
A list of what? But what is your Google search criteria?
I Googled ugliest star athletes, but I ended up with a list of 50 ugliest athletes of all time.
Oh, that might be better.
Yeah. So let's see. It starts off with, I'm going to try to go quick here. David Weathers, Nick Van Exel, Bobby Hollick. I'm going 50-1. Let's see who else. John Lackey, Pete Rose, Sean Bradley, Vadi Divac, Chris Bosh. I'm skipping some because I'm scrolling.
Is Ken Bannister on that list?
Joe Flacco, Alex Ovechkin, Gary Gaetti, Kimbo Slice. Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Randy Johnson. Now, that's a really good one. Yeah, I would concur. Okay, let me just get to the top 10. They just mentioned Bartolo Colon. I saw him slide by there.
God, he's a big guy.
George Mirazon at 10, Adam Morrison at 9, Tyrone Hill at 8, Greg Oden at 7, Ronaldinho at 6, Frank Ribery? Who? At 5, Leon Spinks at 4, Ezequiel Ostacio at 3. I think
Ronaldinho's a pretty good call.
Chris Kamen
of the Clippers and Blazers.
Number one, Butterbean. That's hilarious. So, yeah, there are ugly athletes to answer your text
question. The Knicks had a center named Ken Bannister that had, like, I don't want to say leprosy. He had just, like, big, like, kind of, like, growths on his body.
There was an Astros pitcher that had that, too, and I forget his name. But, yeah, there was an Astros pitcher that had some like, I guess, mold or whatever.
Yeah, those dudes that didn't want to get too close in the low post.
Yeah, shout out to my wife, Lucy. We are celebrating our 2-year wedding anniversary. She is the best wife ever. I don't know who that was, but somebody's got your wife has your phone. Text her, apparently. That's not good. It's not a good thing.
Josh wants to get in here on the discussion. Josh, what's up?
Hey, thanks for having me on. I would argue there's way more. I don't think there's that many good looking athletes. There's maybe like 10 good looking athletes ever. Other than that, they are all ugly.
I'm kind of with you.
James Harden. These are atrocious individuals. Like, the only reason that Russell Westbrook looks like a Ninja Turtle, I don't want to hear it. The biggest stars are horrible looking. They're only on there because they're athletes.
Josh,
Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton.
He looks like the bully from A Christmas Story, right? Like, yeah. Dude, those
exactly,
are three.
Exactly. That's exactly what it looks like. I never thought of that. That's
Ginger,
exactly
Ginger Power.
Three great names you just gave out. Peyton Manning. Who was the other ones? You said Peyton
James
Manning,
Harden.
James Harden, yeah,
and Russell Westbrook as a Ninja Turtle.
Those are classics. Good job, dude. Thank you. Yes. So that answers that.
What about LeBron's hairline?
Well, that's just missing. Oh, Pippen, there's another one.
Oh, good lord, that's
no tipping Pippen.
Yep.
Yeah, he's ugly as a mud fence. What the hell is a mud fence?
Did you remember No Tippin' Pippin or somebody else?
No, that was Snap on Twitter.
Yeah,
Snap and H-Town.
We've talked about that.
No Tippin' Pippin. He is ugly as a mud fence. I think JJ would still pull because he's so big. That's what Nick Collins says. I don't know, Nick. JJ's not a football player. He might be big, but I don't think he's muscular big. He looks like that guy that used to be a power lifter but stopped and now likes cheeseburgers a lot more than working out. So you can tell he used to be big, like muscle-wise, but he's not anymore. So now he's just fat big. You know, because there's muscular and then there's fat muscular. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like that would be J.J. Watt. I feel like he's borderline on that anyways. Popeye Jones. Super
ooh,
ugly. That
great
was from
call.
Ike.
Those great from Ike. Call.
Yeah. That's what I just responded to him. I'm like, yep. That's worse than Cassell, Pippen. That's really good.
Dude, he might hear us. He had some of the biggest ears I've ever seen.
No question.
He could probably hear us right now without even tuning in.
He and Andrew Siciliano from the Red
NFL
Zone
Network?
Channel.
Oh, dude, he can hear anything.
Those two guys?
No,
yeah, he can hear China. For six lifetimes.
Yeah,
those are some speakers.
SETI is paying him to pick up alien signals from outer space.
And you know what? And he's getting clear communications. Yeah. Let me put it that way.
Nick Collins said Chris Johnson in his prime was hideous.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.